Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, this morning, we felt to just share a short word. This will be very short, maybe 10 minutes max, hopefully. We just need to be reminded all the time in the Lord's recovery what we are doing here. I was born and raised in a Christian home, in a denomination, very fundamental. I received the Lord very young, and I was just going to be there in Christianity. Like my oldest brother became a pastor, and a couple of other brothers were deacons, and I was going to head this way. I don't know that I would be a pastor, but I would be something. But this is just this kind of Christianity is just an activity. They just live their life in a kind of Christian activity until they get ready to go to heaven. Of course, they're ready once they're saved, so, you know, if something happens and they die, well, they went to heaven. Well, that we found out when coming to the Lord's recovery is not what it's about. God has an intention, and His intention, it is for this intention that He created the universe. You know, there's only one verse that talks about He created the universe, Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then He gets into the creation of things. He doesn't make a lot of big thing about all the planets and the solar systems and all of this and that and the other. He didn't explain anything. He just moved right on to His economy.
Amen.
And so that's what we have to focus on too. In the Lord's recovery, let me just tell you this. We are something different than the other Christians.
Amen.
We are different. And we should be different. Because God wants to do something with us that He's not doing with the others. He has no way to do it with them. That's why we were called out to be a... Many are called, the called race is there. But from the called race, some are chosen. Some are chosen to carry out what God wants. This is the principle of the remnant. It's throughout the Bible. Okay. You know, this corporate entity that God wants, He has to have a group of people that are willing to take Him as life and take Him as their person, and be built up together.
Amen.
A lot of us, I think, I'm fearful. We might treat the Lord's recovery something like Christianity. We just come to the meeting on the Lord's Day, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know where everybody is. I'm not accusing anybody. But I know my own life. I've gone in and out of things. But God wants a corporate entity. And He is very intrinsically involved in this.
Amen.
There's seven items in Ephesians about this corporate entity. Number one, this entity is the body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ means that we are organically joined
Amen.
To Christ as the head.
Amen.
The body of Christ, of which Christ is the head. And then the next thing mentioned is the new man. We got rid of Adamic man. Now there's a new man. This new man is Christ as our person.
Amen.
Christ has to be all of our person. Not, I don't have an American person. You don't have a Chinese person. You don't have a Japanese person. You don't have a Spanish person. We have Christ as our person.
Amen.
Christ is our person. All of us have to take Christ as our person. The more of this person we accumulate, we saw this week in the morning revival, the more we accumulate of Him, the more we are able to be built up together.
Amen.
Because Christ Himself is the element of this building. Okay, from that we have the bride of Christ. We need to have a loving relationship with this person.
Amen.
This is a love matter. There's a lot of things that happen in our living that we have to appreciate that the Lord does for us, and we love Him. I got touched this week about a matter, and I lost the life and peace because of something with a member, and every day it was worse and worse and worse until I called this person and made everything right. And when it was right, the peace returned.
Amen.
We are governed by life and peace.
Amen.
That's because we have a living one in us. Okay, first of all, the body of Christ, of which Christ is the head. Then we have the new man, of which Christ is the person. Then we have the bride, of which Christ is the bridegroom. And then we have the family of God, of which Christ is the firstborn son. And then we have the dwelling place of God, of which Christ is the foundation stone, the cornerstone, and the top stone, as well as the living stone. And we are built up with Him and with one another to become the dwelling place of God on the earth. Amen. This is an intrinsic building where we become the house of God on the earth. To do this is much more than Christian activity once in a while. We must sink deeper into God.
Amen.
And then following that, we become the kingdom of God. As He comes, that's the kingdom coming. As He dispenses into us, that is the kingdom coming. And that is the answer to the Lord's Prayer. Father, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. His dispensing into you is already the coming of His kingdom. It's not the manifestation of it, but it's the coming of His kingdom. Daily, daily in our living, the kingdom should be coming in us. Father, Thy kingdom come today in me.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come today in you.
Amen.
Come in all the saints today. Enlarge your kingdom on the earth.
Amen.
It's on the earth He's doing this. And then we have, of course, the warrior. The warrior is the seventh one to defeat God's enemy. When we are filled with this person and we're built up together in love, we bear the image of God.
Amen.
And the image of God always carries with it dominion over the enemy.
Yes.
We defeat the enemy by this image.
Amen.
Of course, one other thing was mentioned is the masterpiece. We are the masterpiece of God, the New Jerusalem. Anyway, the reason I say this is we have a training that's coming up. And all of the saints should be in this training.
Amen.
This training renews the mind. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind. I would say of the seven feasts, my personal feeling is, of the seven feasts that we have, the winter and summer trainings are the most crucial. Because these trainings, we sit and we take in the Word of God. The oracle speaking from the brothers, and this word is saturating our being. And actually, the word is becoming our flesh. We take in this word. We take in this word, and it fills us. This is taking in, when you take in the word, you're taking in Christ.
Amen.
And this word renews us so that our mind gets renewed with the mind of Christ. And we are transformed a little bit more into the image of Christ.
Amen.
And we are being conformed also to the likeness of Christ. And He is doing this to lead many sons into glory.
Amen.
So the training is crucial. Now we have it in Anaheim. A lot of us like to go down there. I like to go all the time if I can. But even if you can't go down there, you'd surely need to sign up for the video training that we have. Let me tell you, it's really the next best thing. You hear those messages on the video, and it's just like, it's as far as the meeting itself goes, it's just like being there. It's just like being there. It's a fresh word that is infused into us to renew our mind, to transform our being. Or we could just say, forget about it. I got a lot of things to do. I'll just treat this like the Baptist church. And we'll just do whatever we want. We'll still come in once in a while on the Lord's Day. And we'll just, you know, if we die, we'll go to heaven anyway. You think you're going to go to heaven when you die? How many think they're going to go to heaven when they die? Let me tell you, we're not going to heaven when we die. No. Christ is coming to the earth.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen in the next stage. We have to have our head clear. God doesn't want, he's not preparing us a place somewhere in heaven. He wants a corporate entity of which he is incorporated with his people.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I think I've said enough. On the one hand, I want this to be an encouragement. On the other hand, I'm warning us a little bit. Because we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I would hate to say, wow, I was in the church in Bellevue, and I had all this art and had all the ministry, and I had all this vision. I didn't take care of it too well. Well, I don't think there's a lot of us that are that sloppy. But we need to help and be one with the Lord in doing what the Lord provides for us in his recovery. And these two trainings are very crucial.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I just want to add a little supplementary word of training for us. When Ed Marks was here with us recently for the conference here, we had some fellowship with him during times outside of the meeting. And one of those times, we were talking about the morning revival. And he said the best way to take the morning revival is to review the outline at the beginning of the week.
Amen.
The whole outline. Because that gives us the context of every day's portion. So then he said, every day you review the portion of the outline for that day. So on the first day, you review day one section of the outline and then pray over the verses and take the reading. Actually, he said to pray over the outline. Don't just read it, but pray over it. And I believe this is really critical because otherwise every day is an independent, isolated piece of ministry that we may not connect with the other days. So we have to have the overall view. It's like a tree has a trunk and branches, but if you just pick a leaf off of it and you don't know how that leaf is related to the rest of the tree, you don't get that much out of it.
That's
right. So anyway, I thought this word was very helpful to me, and I think it would be very helpful to all of us.
Amen.
And I just want to mention on Friday night, our small group used the outline as the content of our meeting. We took turns each reading a point off the outline. We prayed over it. We fellowshiped, and it was a very rich time. It was a very big supply to our group.
Amen.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention
Amen.
That word of fellowship.